Kamala Harris's newly hired press secretary left questionable social media posts from Online Purge. By Jacob Bliss on March 24, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris's newly hired press secretary Kirsten Allen posted questionable material on various social media accounts, which she did not delete during her Twitter purge before accepting the job. Allen had reportedly cleaned up her Twitter account by deleting over 10,000 tweets after Harris's former spokeswoman, Simone Sanders, left to join the far-left aligned media outlet MSNBC and before the process of taking over the role. Allen has posted on various other social media accounts a video of a 10-year-old girl reporting from the occupied West Bank, support for Oakland's mayor after she tipped off immigrants about ICE raids, and a photo op at the grave of Ukrainian-Russian Marxist revolutionary Leon Trotsky. Breitbart News uncovered one of Allen's Facebook posts from 2016 where she shared a video of a 10-year-old girl reporting what she saw inside the West Bank and the occupied Palestine, Jerusalem. Allen also showed support in 2018 for Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf when she reportedly tipped off immigrants about coming raids in her city from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. The article Allen shared was from The Washington Post, which indicated the mayor warned the immigrant community of the coming raids. ICE told the Post they could have arrested more but for the actions of one person, Mayor Libby Schaaf. The now press secretary in 2017 shared a picture on Instagram posing in front of the grave of Leon Trotsky, a Ukrainian-Russian Marxist revolutionary in Mexico City, Mexico. Trotsky was a founder and a commander of the Red Army during the Russian Civil War and was a colleague of Vladimir Lenin, the founder and former head of the government of Soviet Russia. And despite Allen deleting over 10,000 of her tweets, she kept one from a speech in which then-candidate Harris, in 2019, claimed there was voter suppression happening in Florida and Georgia. At Kamala Harris, without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams is Governor Stacey Abrams. Andrew Gillum is Governor Andrew Gillum, she wrote, using the hashtag, Count Every Vote. Allen also advocated for felons to vote in 2016 and 2018. In 2016, Allen shared an NBC Washington article that stated non-felon prisoners in the D.C. jails voted in the 2016 election. Most inmates at D.C. jail are not felons, the report claimed. Many, if not most, haven't been convicted of anything and are awaiting trial. In her post from 2018, Allen questioned, who is comfortable with elected politicians winnowing the electorate? She added that when the votes are counted on Election Day, some winners might include 1.6 million Floridians who were not allowed to cast ballots. The article she linked was an opinion piece from The Post, titled There's No Good Reason to Stop Felons from Voting. In 2016, Allen shared someone's opinion piece on why the former site of the hashtag Black Panther Party's school should be a landmark. Some of the hashtags the person used were Black Panther Party, Deep East Oakland, and gentrification. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.